This is Marty Duckenfield from the National Dropout Prevention Center at Clemson University. I'm here in Atlanta at the National Dropout Prevention Network Conference. We have been celebrating at lunch today the Crystal Star Award winners, and I'm delighted to report that we have two winners from South Carolina representing the Star Academy in Pickens County. We have Tim Mullis, who's the director of the program, and Reggie Stapleton, who is assistant director. And Tim and Reggie, why don't you tell our listeners about Star Academy so we can find out why you won this prestigious award?
The Star Academy is set up to serve students that would currently be in the eighth grade that are over age, either 1 or 2 years behind their peers. It's set up to get them caught back up and to become 10th graders at the end of this year. It's an opportunity to get them back on track, and so they'll graduate within 4 years. We're trying to make sure that they do not drop out, because the students we serve would be our at-risk students.
The Star Academy, during the school year, students are able to gain 7.5 credits toward their graduation, and so once they leave us, they will enter into 10th grade the next year. We're very proud to say that last year, 91% of our students did move on to the 10th grade this year.
The importance of this program hinges on the fact that if you retain a student, say, once, there's a 50% chance or so likely that they will become a dropout. But if they've been retained twice, it's almost a given, over 90%. So describe to us what efforts you're making in your school that are helping these students catch up to their grade level peers and graduate on time.
Like we talked about a minute ago, the academics are important, but I think the most vital thing is for these students to be able to connect with adults who actually care about them, who want to go out of their way to make sure they get the material, they understand it, and it sometimes even get their basic needs met. You know, we've had teachers to pay for haircuts for students or buy shoes for students if they need those. So it's doing whatever it takes, which is kind of our motto there, to make these students successful and give them an adult to go to even 2 years from now or 3 years from now when they're going across the stage. If they need some help before then, we're still there for them.
Our teachers take a special interest in each one of the children. Most of the teachers in the Star Academy give them their cell phone numbers, their home numbers. The students can call them at any time they want to call them. Matter of fact, as we were walking in today, a Star student from last year called our math teacher and said, can I come by and see you? I need to talk to you about some things going on, and I'm also having problems with my math. Can you tutor me in math? And she said, I'll call you as soon as I get back home, and I'll be glad to tutor you. So it's that mentality of whatever it takes that really makes the difference.
Well, thank you both for being here with me a bit this morning, because it's been an exciting time. But congratulations to you and to all your colleagues from Star Academy. This is Marty Duckenfield from the National Dropout Prevention Center.